When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Our question, what did you spend a lot of money on, whether you wanted to or not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I am in the process of buying a kid.
Buying a kid. So, you finally answered my ad in Facebook.
Craigslist.
No, I've raised my kid for almost 10 years now, but we're finally going through legally adopting her, and that is not cheap, and you don't get credit for all the money you've spent on her in the last 10 years.
What are the costs associated? Because obviously they can't say, this kid is worth this much money. So what is the itemization of what you're paying for to adopt a kid?
It's just lawyer fees.
Okay.
Basically, because we had to track down the birth dad and get him to agree to it. So, and he's out of state, so we had to find him and do all that stuff. And
now, did you talk to that guy, or did the lawyer do that?
The lawyer. Well, we called him first just to like, all right, maybe he'll finally agree to do it because he hasn't been in her life for so long. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. Just send me the paperwork.
Okay. Now, does this also involve a name change?
Yes, it involves. Yes.
So that's got to be another fee, right?
Yep, that's part of what the lawyer did. We gave the lawyer the money for that, so he's taking care of it. Right now, it's just lawyer fees, but we don't even have a court date yet.
And you don't get, like, and I don't want to say discount, that's not the right word, but you've been doing this for 10 years with the same kid, right?
Yes.
And so when it comes to the process of adopting them, are you put through the same scrutiny as someone who basically shows up at a hospital and says, I'm going to adopt this infant from the drug-addicted mother? I mean, is it the exact same process, or is a lot of that, they can make the assumption maybe you know what you're doing?
No, it's the same process. Like, we have to have somebody come out and do a home check to make sure that she's living in a proper home. And,
right.
Like, they're doing a background check.
So they don't care until you say you want to. For 10 years, she could have been living in a cesspool. But once you say, you know what, man?
Yeah.
I actually want to make this official. Now it matters.
That's why the Department of Health and Human Services exists.
Yeah.
So they can go check on people. It's the same rate. Man, you go try to adopt a dog or a cat.
Oh, yeah.
They're almost going to run, not the same, obviously, but they're going to run you through. They're going to make sure that you
They're going to make sure
you got your crap together. So now, you were not, I'm assuming you were not able to put her on your medical during that time because she's not related, right?
Well, no, she's been my stepdaughter, so yeah, she can be on my medical insurance, yeah.
Okay, she was. Okay, I was trying to think. So the benefit for her is just the fact that it's now legal, and you as a guardian have complete say in her life while she's a juvenile.
Well, yes, she asked for it, she's wanted it, but also, because he's out of state, we can't travel, even with her mother, we can't travel to Canada, we can't go out of the country on any vacation unless he signs a letter for it.
Right, so, right.
It's an inconvenience thing, really.
So are you basically just a stepdad, and this is your wife's ex-husband or ex-boyfriend?
Ex-husband, yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right, so how much longer do you, as far as you can tell, will it take before this process is done?
Well, we started back in March, and we just got the final paperwork sent off, so the person that's going to come check our house, we're waiting for them to contact us. Don't know how long after she contacts us, she'll actually come out and do it. And then after she does that, we'll get our court date. So we're hoping by the end of the year.
How old is the kid now?
13.
I mean, have you even given thought to, and maybe this sounds horrible, I don't know, but like you go through this process, they charge all this money. 5 years from now, they're now a legal adult, right? You have not adopted them. You didn't go through it. The kid costs exactly the same because kids cost money, right? But going through all the legal stuff when they're 18, if she declared, I mean, because I guess you can't technically adopt when they're 18, but if she said, I want to change my name,
she would say,
family
I do
name,
declare
right?
that I want to
I do declare this is now my last name. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but like, is that a cheaper alternative, being that you're going to be raising her one way or another?
Well, no, we thought about that too, and we found out that if the birth father wouldn't have agreed to it initially, there was basically nothing we could do, and we were going to have to wait until she turned 18 to do that.
Okay.
But since he said sure, the main benefit for him was he won't have to pay child support. Not that he was doing that anyways, but
correct.
But now he's
exactly. They garnished his paycheck, and now they won't do that.
So does that mean that he escapes being in the rears? Is that part of the agreement? In other words, whatever he owes is wiped clean.
No, the way Washington works, he still owes the back child support.
Right. He does. So he, no matter what, he can't get out of that.
Yep. No, he can never get out of that. But like I said, I mean, he gets out of it by being paid under the table.
Okay,
I got you. By the way, a text just came in, and it says it took about 2 years and $25,000 to adopt my daughter from China. Now, I just want to point out, it's because of the tariffs. Okay, it would have only been 15 grand, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, really jacked that up.
Yeah.
Well, okay, all right, one more question for you. For me, what did you do you guys have something planned when this all goes down? Like, are you going to Disneyland? Or are you going to
Canada,
throw a little party? What's the big celebration at the end of all this?
Yeah, I know. We're really just going to have a big get-together at the house with everybody, and then we're already planning a trip to Disneyland in September, so probably won't coincide with that.
What do you think is going to cost more, the adoption process or taking her ass to Disneyland?
Well, Disneyland for sure. Yeah. But I'm going to go down to check out the Rams Stadium while I'm down there. So
yes.
Check out some stadiums.
What do you call that party? There's a gender reveal party. There's birthday parties. There's what is the name for that?
You know, I don't know, but I told my sister-in-law, I was like, I want you to make me a cake that says it's a girl.
So, that's cool. And, I was going to say, where do you get a card for that deal?
Call it something. Just make sure it ends with Palooza. It just sounds more festive that way. Yeah. All right.
Adopt a Palooza.
Or a hootenanny.
By the way, just before we let you go, another text came in and says, to comment on the adoption topic, you can be adopted as an adult. My stepdad adopted me when I was 24.
There you go.
Damn.
Oh, there you go.
That's awesome.
Sneak attack adopt someone? Right, so think about this, okay? I'm sitting at the bar.
Sounds like a kidnapping.
I just found out I adopted Ted.
I talked to some guys, 40 years old.
I need some money, Dad.
We see each other at the bar all the time. And then he gets like a certified letter like, hey, you know the brother's been talking to you at the bar. He goes, yeah. You're legally a son.
He just adopted you. He sure did.
You're an adult. He adopted you.
What did you spend a lot of money on, whether you wanted to or not? 206-803-ROCK.
You can imagine. I'm a what? Like, yeah, man, I adopted you. I just thought it'd be funny.
A curfew. I'm 44.
Yeah, like, come on, Dad.
Right. I'm not going
to
be home tonight.
You have to clean your plate.
Yes, God.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm not eating this broccoli.
I don't like mushrooms.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So the missus and I are building a house, and like we're building it ourselves, and we put a metal roof on it. And then I kind of designed like a stainless steel cable that runs the entire ridge of the roof that you can clip onto and be safe with, because your metal roof is slicker than snot, whether it's dry or wet. And that system costs $4,000.
Just to make sure that you don't fall off the roof.
Me and anybody else who's up there.
So you basically have to harness in.
Yeah, you have to harness in, but then this way, you know, typically you'll have just like a couple of D-rings up there that you can get a few of those.
Well, that's why I go up.
I'm wearing one now.
Hey, I'll get up on your roof right now.
Yeah. But then you got to, you know, disconnect from one to make it to the other. And, you know, there's a pendulum effect. So this way you clip onto that cable and then you can walk the entire gutter line. And then your hook just slides along that cable. So you're secured no matter where you're at on the roof, and you just have to clip on once, and you're one and done.
Would it have been cheaper just putting on a different roof material?
Cheaper? You haven't met me, have you, Thoreau?
No.
Probably not.
Okay, let me ask you this. Because of the runoff and the speed, did you have to get those fat-ass gutters? I had them in Maryland because of the rain there.
Actually, I did. I did get extra wide gutters. They're 6-inch gutters, only just because we have a lot of overlooming trees. And basically, I wanted like big pine cones to just be able to flush right through and not have any issues.
Yeah, exactly. That, okay. That's why you put that cable in, so you get up there with a leaf blower and just get it done.
Well, the main reason is I'm a big fan of child slave labor, and I've got a 5-month-old now, and when she's 8 months old, I'm going to strap a backpack blower to her, and then she can blow off the gutters, and I want the missus to know that she's safe.
Yep, start them early, man. Yep. Start them early.
Dad of the year right there.
Yeah. 8 months old with a leaf blower.